بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا أبا الشهداء يا أبا عبد الله. One of the wives of the Prophet is Salama عليها الرحمة. She is known for her love for the Ahlul Bayt. She is one of the ones who defended Lady Fatima when her right was usurped after the Prophet passed away sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And as Shaykh al-Saduq narrates, she was the next wife of the Prophet in line after Lady Khadija to be the highest in virtue. When Salama hears that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam wants to leave Medina on this journey that he wants to embark on, she goes to him and pleads to him and says, "Don't grieve me with your departure to Iraq. Verily I have heard your grandfather say that my son Hussein will be killed in a land called Karbala in Iraq." Salama is upset that the Imam wants to leave. Here the Imam replies, he says, "Ya Ummah, wa ana a'lamu anni maqtulun madbuhun dhulman wa udwana. وقد شاء الله عز وجل أن يرى حرمي ورهطي مشردين وأطفالي مذبوحين مأسورين مقيدين وهم يستغيثون فلا يجدون ناصرا." He says to her, "Oh mother," and it shows how much compassion there was here between them. "Oh mother, and I know that I will be killed and slaughtered oppressively and out of animosity. But Allah has willed to see my women and children and my people scattered and estranged, made prisoners and in chains, pleading for help while they find no one to answer their call." Here Salama, she doesn't know exactly what the future holds for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. She sees this as a normal journey, so she is warning the Imam, pleading to the Imam and urging him not to go and embark on this journey. But she doesn't know that this is a journey that is never ending. This is not a journey that will end in Iraq, in Karbala, in Kufa, wherever it's going to end. This is a journey that will continue as long as time and history continues, all the way till the 12th Imam, when he comes to alleviate the Shia and the Ahlul Bayt of this pain of Ashura. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.